Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I don't have the time or the energy to cook, especially when it's something healthy because, you know, vegetables, chopping, kids screaming,
prepping,
busy day,
exercising, cleaning, all that.
So we switched it up and we ordered Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest food and smoothies, they never use preservatives or added sugar or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which, by the way, is only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it.
Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging.
Daily Harvest is delicious, clean food without the prep.
Well, you guys should get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code IMOMSOHARD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code IMOMSOHARD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com.
Hey, Jen, do we tell people how to find us?
We had better explain that we're podcasting in case somebody thought we were doing like an archery demonstration.
Not. If you think I am, can you just imagine my arms are super cut during that? Like
toned.
Like it toned, yeah, and I'm thin. Well, what you're listening to right now is our podcast at hashtag IMOMSOHARD. And we welcome you, if this was an accident on your part, to listen, subscribe, rate, and review. Turns out we just found out when you guys leave reviews, it like pushes us up the cool ladder, which at this point we need all the help we can get. So if you wouldn't mind writing a review, we would super appreciate it.
Yeah, just give us the old 5 stars.
Like, give us the 5 stars and just a thumb up emoji. I think that's enough. But I will say, yeah, Jen, I've read some of the reviews and they are so nice. Like literally.
They really are.
Except there were two that was like, you guys cuss too much, or, you know, we're sultry or something. And I was like, I'm going to take that as a compliment too. This is like, I'm failing up.
Well, I am trying my best. So that's upsetting to hear. But also, I don't care.
I don't care. It was two out of like 1 trillion. And by a trillion, I mean maybe 28. But we're trying to up those numbers. Yeah. So please review us if you would
and
like.
And also, you can watch the podcast on YouTube. And if you're watching today, you'll notice I look tired as a mother effa.
Same. Well, I don't know why you would think then it would cut to me and I'm like, and I feel like I'm at my best, you guys. I do not have dry shampoo in my hair or gray hair. I'm not sure which one of those things it is.
Oh, I did a home kit yesterday.
I've got one with me. I'm going to do it the second we get off this call. Oh, man. Sorry, Jen.
All right.
It's only going to get better.
I love it. You have your hair right now. How I used to do my hair probably for like a solid 4 years when I was in high school, where you have the front part pulled back in one tie and then a big ponytail with all of it. It's cute.
It's the best I can do right now. And I think everybody just needs to be okay with that.
Everybody
my hair
is
dirty and my body's dirty. And
sounds very hot.
It's not. It's not that kind of dirty. It's the kind of dirty where you're
dirty, like dirty sin, sort of. It's dirty like stink.
It's dirty stink. And I'm, you know what?
Yeah.
Everybody else gets prioritized besides me. And I think you're probably in the same boat.
Oh, I finally did one of those root kits. And then I also ordered on Amazon lightning shampoo so that when I did my roots, you know, darker, that it wouldn't like hopefully turn the rest of my hair. But then I was scared it would have like a sun-in effect and be orange. So I also bought that purple shampoo.
A lot of people are using sun-in right now. Sorry to quote, drop her name like a cool lady, but Emily Henderson, who's the blogger fashion-y person, has been doing sun-in during this time and also used this little street kit that you can only use if you're blonde. And she did it and it worked really well. So there are options out there right now. Maybe we don't have to pay an arm and a leg.
There's a good chance she could be getting paid for that, because unless the sun in technology has changed, it just makes you look like a number two pencil, in my opinion.
I can promise you, I went through a sun in phase where my mother said, you are forbidden to do sun in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, do bangs count? So I only did my bangs with sun in. They turned it a wonderful crispy orange. The rest of my hair was brown, and then I shaved the sides of my head and put what were called stud stripes at the time on both sides, and did not tell my mother.
What? I didn't know you had the stripes on the side.
It didn't go well, Jen. I have never gotten in more trouble in my whole life.
Did she cry?
She started crying.
Who was that football player that was like in all those action movies?
I looked like you mean Brian Bosworth? Yeah, I thought I looked awesome. It was terrible. It's the worst. I don't know how. I'm sure there's pictures of it. I don't own any. That or my mother was like, you're off camera for a year.
That's a really good idea for our live show, is to bring celebrity lookalikes from our childhood. Because I really went through a Hulkamania looking hair phase.
We'll just do side by sides. And we'll show like who we were, like how it's going and what it looks like now, because it's not much different. I'm going to talk to you about a very important relationship. I'm going to talk to you about the relationship you have with your hair. And if you don't love your hair, then you need to break up with your current hair routine right now, because it's time to try Function of Beauty instead.
Yes, that's true, because Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty. So that's not random beauty, you guys. Offering 100% custom solutions for your hair.
And it's very easy. All you have to do is first take their online quiz to tell them about your hair type and your hair goals, such as lengthen, volumize, or oil control, if you're me. And because your hair changes with the season, you can change your hair goals before every shipment. Then Function of Beauty team will determine the right blend of ingredients and mail out a personalized formula with detailed instructions.
Plus, Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for your body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Well, some of us wanted to lengthen, volumize, and control our oil, so we got our own special formulation. And I also think I might have handwritten in Make Me Beautiful, which they did that. Never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products.
Go to functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard to let them know we sent you and to get 20% off your order.
functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, languages, business, thousands of popular and binge-worthy podcasts, and more.
Their newest plan, Audible Plus, gives you full access to an expanded catalog. Now you can listen all you want to thousands and thousands of popular audiobooks, original entertainment, and podcasts, including ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. You'll also find guided fitness, meditation, and sleep tracks for better rest. All available to download and stream, so you can listen anywhere on any device.
I got to try this new upgraded plan, their new one, because I just did regular old Audible, and that's where I got all my self-help. That's where I listened to it on the treadmill.
Well, I got to listen to it with you when we were on any planes or you'd like to give me, you know, talking points. I myself was in more to the James Patterson and murder mysteries of it all, but both provided by Audible nonetheless.
Yeah, me, I was just learning about emotional blackmail and how it affected my behaviors as an adult. Visit audible.com/imomsohard or text imomsohard to 500-500.
That's audible.com/imomsohard or text imomsohard to 500-500. New members can try Audible Plus for 30 days for free. Jen, I have a speech impediment. I don't know if you know that, so that's why it's going to be hard for you to listen to me.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying. It's gotten worse. I got to get in front of people.
I have a speech impediment too. Like I think I was in training bras before I was out of speech.
Like I had a friend like that was like at speech and like at 14, like trying to work out those R's. It was like,
honestly, shit. I'm like, can we get some bigger chairs in here just so I don't feel like Lenny from Mice and Men? Like,
I know,
you know how they had those like little tiny kindergarten chairs in the speech room. And I just talked to this woman who would show me how, she'd like curl her hand to show me how to make an R. And I'm like,
yes. And it's exhausting, and then your mouth starts to listen. We're a house of speech situations right now. Well, first of all, my husband has a Texas accent, so he's automatically got a speech impediment. And then we've got, my son. I didn't tell you this. My son just got a spacer. Did I tell you that, Jen? Where he had to have the metal thing put in, and then they crank it twice a day to like spread his palate out because he's got something called tongue thrust. So right now he's got this big wad of like metal all the way in the back of his throat. Aww. So it makes him like talk like this guy. I know. And then Eleanor has a loose tooth and four missing teeth. So between three, I mean, at any point, if we try to sing a quartet, they're going to just think that they're going to be, come back when you've healed is basically what they're going to say to us.
My son, we're going through these stages because my son and Eleanor are just about the same age. They're in a tooth losing race.
Jiminy Christmas.
Dash's like big front ones are growing in, but it feels like molasses. It's so slow. And every time he talks to me, which is rarely if not to yell, it's like I want the news, not the weather, man. It's all spit. Yep.
It's all spit.
The time
it's like they're giraffes and they can't keep, they have no tongue control. And so you're just constantly getting sprayed on. I'm like, this is the unsafest environment I've been in. And we're currently in a pandemic.
Here's the other phase that we're going through that I really wanted to talk about today. And I feel like it's also a phase that I've been going through my entire life, which is our house is rife. Is that the right word? Ripe?
Depends on how you use it.
Let me say it faster so it like you could mishear it. Our house is ripe with sleep issues right now. And I thought they would be gone away because they're not babies. They're arguably not even toddlers really anymore. Like my youngest is in kindergarten and nobody's sleeping. And it's been worse during the pandemic because we're still like maintaining bedtimes and stuff like that. But I think everybody's stress level's higher. And my daughter is having like night terrors and stuff.
Oh, that's terrible. I know of people who have had night terrors. I know of kids that are sleepwalkers. I know that moms have to deal with so much when it comes to the sleep of it all. And you think you're done. At a certain point when they get in their bed, you think, this is where I get to like clock out, right? No, I'm sorry. You're going to work under sleep deprivation for about 14 years.
Yeah. And everything feels like way more intense in the middle of the night than it would like in the middle of the day. I told you about that. So my husband is from a family of sleepwalkers. His dad, they don't sleep. They're always like, he can fall asleep at the drop of a hat, but then he'll sort of like come out of it really easy too, like, and not fully come out of it either. So he's, you know what? He might always kind of be asleep is probably what it boils down to. Because that could be the case.
That could explain a lot, Jen.
He can do so much when he is like, like there have been times like we had a leak in our ceiling. He thought the whole thing was a dream. And then he's like, I had this weird dream that there was a hole in the ceiling. And then I woke up and there was a hole in the ceiling. And I'm like, you,
well, weirdo. Hey man, if he's going to have night terrors and it's going to be home maintenance, I think there's worse things that could happen. Like, at least he's not screaming and kicking. He's like, how can I help you patch a hole in your wall real quick? I'm going to do it asleep.
Let me clarify. There is no point where he goes to sleep or we go to sleep and, like, I wake up and the next day all the pavers are in a straight line like I want them now. That doesn't happen.
No, yeah. It's going to be the
opposite.
They're
still all over the dang place.
I feel for you. We have sleep issues too, but ours are like, I feel like I have two very different children and they're being so loud right now. If you can hear them, just let me know. Give me
them.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always know when Finn's being naughty because he's got this like maniacal laugh, so I can hear it right now. So all I want to do is go out and scream at him, but I'm not gonna. That's why, like, you can't, you gotta be on their ass forever. And I'm sure when they're out of this house and I go to their house, I'm going to be like, this is really gross. You need to clean your cereal bowl after you're done. Like, I don't feel like it's never going to stop my need to control them and tell them what to do. Just so they're like decent people. God,
that's not going to stop whatsoever.
Good God.
Well, so because my husband has his set of sleep issues. Sorry, I keep hitting the mic.
Yep.
Like where he sleepwalks and like his parents used to have like pile stuff in front of the door at hotels when he was a kid because he was such a bad sleepwalker. And I like he would like wake me up in the middle of the night and say there's a spider on my face. Just and he's not being an asshole in this instance. He just really thinks it's real. And then when I try to tell him, oh, honey, wake up, you're dreaming. He's like, ugh. He gets really smug, like I'm the idiot that I can't see what he's dreaming about. Yeah.
What?
It's is called
that? That's exactly what is that being defensive?
Yes, it's called sleep. yes, that's exactly what it's called. I call me sleep drunk all the time, and he gets like real. Like, even when you are drunk and somebody says that you're drunk, you're like, no, I'm not. That's what he's like when he's sleep drunk. He's like, I am fully awake.
My husband is exactly the same way, except he's turns it on me and he's like, you're such a light sleeper. You're really sensitive to noise. I'm like, you're right. I'm diagnosed ADHD. I do have a hyper sense of sound. You're right. But I would like to challenge any woman to take my spot, lay in bed and be next to you when you A, start moaning, B, fall like you're falling out of a building and you've hit the concrete right next to you and your body goes into full flail and then snore like you're going to choke on your tongue. And you do this in a matter of 20 minutes. But I'm so tired that I don't know. I just like, at first I just tap him nicely. Mm-hmm. And then I tap him not nicely. And then I basically am like, if I give him a nice 1-2 punch and I put him out of his misery, am I going to get a good 6 hours? That's what I'm thinking of because I'm not making sense. I'm tired.
I think the two biggest fights in my marriage have been one over a game of gin rummy and two over me at like 5 a.m. finally saying, after trying to wake him up to like 10 times, you have to go sleep someplace else. But he gets that like defensive thing.
Like, what are you talking about? You're such a light sleeper.
Gosh, wanna,
why are you awake?
So I'm not a light sleeper. So if he wakes me up, like, it is.
No, you're not.
It's like he sleeps closest, like closest to the noises that the kids make, like next to the door. So he hears them like right away. And because he is a light sleeper, he always usually is the first one up, except that probably for 2 or 3 years now, Delilah comes into our bed in the middle of the night and sleeps with us. And it's almost every night. And I don't know where kids learn it. She can't do this during the daytime, but at nighttime, she is a black belt, like MMA, jiu-jitsu, judo.
It's true.
I literally like gotten chin checked to be woken up, which is the like worst way, with like a foot. Like you don't even know what part of a body or whose body is coming at you. It is so, it's so upsetting. And I watch way too much like murder porn to not freak out and fully be awake for hours.
Yeah. I think to myself, my daughter will come in and sneak in bed, and Colin will be, he doesn't want to deal with it. So she'll come and get in between us. And then all of a sudden I'm like, is someone trying to go back into my uterus right now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is that what's happening? Like there, I'm like, ah, there's a foot in my butt. Oh, hey, ho, what's going on? And then I have to get out of bed and walk her. Like she's literally like a zombie back into her bed. Cause I will not sleep. And I, I'm not a diva, but I am someone that needs my sleep. I cannot operate on 5 hours of sleep. I can't operate on 7 or 8 hours of interrupted sleep. I need sleep or I'm like the worst.
I'm a monster.
That's what's been wrong with me for the last like 2 weeks. It's been such a shitstorm that nobody's sleeping.
Yeah. It's, if I don't get sleep, I'm really crabby. And I mean, the truth is if I'm crabby, everybody's going to be crabby. I have always had sleep issues, like pretty big and bad because, and you.
Even when you were a kid?
I did not put it together until literally this year when I've had so much time during, you know, quarantine to like think about it. But I remember I used to like wake up all the time in the middle of the night and I would say that my stomach hurt. So either there is a chance that I had like lactose intolerance, but I think it.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Camping sucked.
But I think maybe I just, because Delilah does this, and I can see it because I'm an aware, concerned parent, not a parent of the 70s like mine. And like Delilah will wake up in the middle of the night, and she's not really sure why she did, but she knows that she's scared or like needs you for some reason. So she's crying.
So she can sense when she feels sad or she's like, she wakes up upset?
I think she's a light sleeper. She's a much lighter sleeper than me currently, and then she wakes up and then doesn't always remember the thing that woke her up, but she's upset because, you know, where like I went to a sleep doctor because I had such trouble sleeping. It turns out it was mostly anxiety, probably for most of my life, but I had anxiety. And when I this was when I was like about 26 years old, maybe younger, and I was getting such little sleep that the doctor was like, people die from getting this little sleep. I would sleep like an hour and a half and I would wake up like just in these little like bits. So I had to take meds and stuff like that to sort of like get back on track. But it was when I was like having a lot of anxiety in my life. But it's like you wake up and because we're used to like fending off leopards in the middle of the night, you know, that's in our genetic makeup. Everything feels more intense and scary and dramatic in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I think Delilah wakes up.
Yeah.
And it's scary because it's dark and she just freaks out. So when she comes to us, she needs to have a reason for the freak out. So I wonder if I did that when I was a kid, you know? Like she'll say, oh, I have growing pains or my stomach hurts. And it's never anything that we're able to fix and she goes to sleep eventually. But it's this intense like fear for a while.
I just think that they have these incredible imaginations and they're also things are crazy right now. So it's probably even more intense. There's like little there's little worries in their little brains. And I mean that not to sound.
No, they're little brains. Kids are really dumb.
How do you say that word?
They're so stupid.
They're little brains. No, little magical brains are developing. And they're so, think about it. Like their land of pretend is so vivid that they're probably waking themselves up. I mean, I used to have like these crazy vivid dreams when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And once in a while they'll come about again, but like the ones where you wake up and you're like, am I pissed at that person? I remember I was at the bus stop and I was like, Stacey, I don't think we're okay.
I still do that.
I don't think you came into my subconscious real hard and I think I'm still mad at you.
You do that with your husband too? Because my husband and I will do it every now and again. Well, we'll wake up and I'll
always
be like, I had a really bad dream about you. And the other one knows what it means. It means like somebody cheated in their dream or something.
You cheated.
And we both, I mean, we don't do it a lot, but I would say that neither one of us really worries about that. But maybe we do if we dream about it a lot. It's probably more like, I think he cheated in gin rummy and I'll kill a motherfucker if I do that.
I'm always like, did you say I wasn't funny? Is that what you said? I'm at a dinner party. I don't care if you're banging a new chick in your dream. I care that you tell people I'm not funny.
You better say I'm the best dream, time. Like,
actor's nightmare. Like I'm like up there telling jokes and you're not laughing. I will cut you. I will come after you.
But I know that, like, well, plus I've read about, you know, kids have night terrors and there's really not anything scary. Like, adults will do it.
There's nothing you can do.
Obviously, there's all this, like, cryptic, scary, like, conspiracy theory shit about why that happens. But with kids, like, when Delilah did it a couple nights ago, remember I texted you and I was like, I can't. Yeah. My body is not even working. I was up with her so much. And
I know.
I go, what were you dreaming about last night? She goes, mermaids. Like, no fear.
And you're like,
it's
sure.
Wonderful. And she'll do it. Sure. She'll be like, cupcakes, like the world's biggest birthday cake. Like, nothing bad is going on in her brain. But she wakes up with this, like, intense fear. I don't know if it's just, like, maybe your body just, like, spits adrenaline in the middle of the night. Because mine does. I'll get up. I do it almost every single night where I get up about 3 in the morning. I'm like, well, here we are. What are we going to do, Jen, for a while? And it's not get up and work out. Yeah. It's get up and go, why do we hate ourselves today?
What the hell? Like, yeah. I'm not, if I ever wake up at 3 in the morning and go, God, you know what I got to do right now is work out. That's when you need to worry about me. Then that's when you're like, we got to get her into some sort of program.
She's so on
if
meth
you know
right
what I mean.
Now. But it's good she's sleeping.
Yeah.
A
what is she, how many lines of cocaine did she do before she went to bed? I'm going to talk about something that you know I'm going to talk about that I love to talk about, and that is Peloton. And I'm not going to just tell you about the world-class instructors or the curated music or the endless fitness variety. I'm going to tell you that Peloton has created a unique fitness experience to keep you motivated workout after workout. And you know I love it.
I know. And I don't know. Last night I did like a whole bunch of mini classes because I was scared that I was tired and not going to be able to like do like commit to a full hour. So I just went onto their yoga basics and I took a whole bunch of little minis that I wanted to take.
I think you can call those stacked classes if you want to be in the Peloton verse. That's what they call
that's what that means.
Classes.
I saw that. But I'm just learning.
It's great. And you know what? The community is really nice. The teachers are really motivating. There's somebody for everybody that you feel connected to. And I think it's a really neat program. Big fan.
There's one subscription for the whole family. Their all-access membership is more like a family plan at no additional cost. Bring home the Peloton experience for your whole family with access to their entire class library, encouragement from expert instructors, they really are, and the convenience of working out in your own home on your time.
From beginner programs to Tabata intervals, Peloton meets you at every step in your fitness journey. Choose from a wide range of cycling classes that meet your level and keep you challenged every time you join in.
With an endless variety of live and on-demand cycling classes, plus live and on-demand strength yoga, and stretching classes off the bike, you'll keep coming back for more.
Get started on your Peloton journey. Go to onepeloton.com to learn more.
That's onepeloton.com.
Sometimes I don't have the time or the energy to cook, especially something healthy.
You're not Superwoman?
I'm not Superwoman because sometimes caring for those little kitties and dealing with my life and trying to squeeze in a workout sometimes makes things a little tight schedule-wise. That's why it all changed once I found Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So you waste less food too, which is nice. You're not throwing away your vegetables.
That's right. And you don't need to overthink it because all of the meals of the week with Daily Harvest are thought out for you. They have smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch, or their harvest bowls, which I love for dinner.
It honestly just made my stomach growl if anybody heard that. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. Hello, that's it. I love that it comes frozen, so I'm always stocked up whenever I need almond milk for my smoothies.
That's right. So you can get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code IMOMSOHARD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code IMOMSOHARD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com. I will tell you this. I don't have a sleepwalker, but I definitely have a sleep stalker. And that is my daughter, Eleanor, because you know I'm like, you, my son and I, we are two peas in a pod, and that bro, you put him back, he can't keep his eyes open past 8:30 p.m. He always begs for a later, like nighttime, because he wants to be like big kid, you know? And I'm like, all right, Finn, we're going to push this to 8:30 and see how you go. At 8 o'clock, he's like, I think I'm just going to go check on my pillow. Yeah. And I was like, cool, we'll see you later. Good night.
So cute.
And then Eleanor's like, da-da, da-da. And I go, it's you're going to bed, ma'am. So she'll lay in bed. And then, you know, like, I'll either be talking to you on the phone or I'll have a movie on that's usually, like, murder-related. Or we're doing trivia. And I can hear, like, she's so quiet. I don't, she'll, like, stock up on. And, like, if I drop a word, she'll go, pay me down. I'm like, what? Because if she hears me cuss, I have to, I'm into so much money right now. And she's always like, pay me a dollar. I'm like, Eleanor, you're not supposed to be. I'm watching the Cecil Hotel right now. Get your, what are you doing? She'll be like, Mommy, I just can't sleep. So then it'll be quiet, but it's not sleep quiet. I think she's playing. I'll sneak upstairs. And sure enough, she's like in like mid brushing her doll's hair with like putting like glitter and stuff in it. And all she'll do is she'll like sit back and close her eyes like, as her hands are. As her hands are still up in motion, like putting in a French braid. So then she'll just like, and I'm like, Eleanor, you're sitting straight up and you're braiding your doll's hair. If you close your eyes, I know that you're not asleep. Please go.
We've all seen that on cartoons. I used to try to do that same kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're like,
I know.
And then, but Finn is like, go to bed early, gets up super early. Eleanor's go to bed late. She would be happy to wake up.
We
got to
get her a phone so I can text her, because Kristen and I are so the opposite, where we have never been able to share a hotel room when we travel, because she, at like 9:30, she's like, I'm going to cozy in and I'm going to, and I'm like, but we're literally in Las Vegas. She's like, I'll see you down at the Penny Slots bright and early. And I'm like, I'm going to stay up till 2 or 3 and then I'm going to get a bump.
Never.
And then I wish. No.
I would die. I
don't
die.
Do cocaine. You
I
guys.
Would die
be so much thinner.
Without. Oh, my God. I would be so much.
I might
productive.
Do coffee.
I'm not
I
saying,
might do like
do
a coffee it. And like Bailey's at 2 a.m. though.
Yes. But I can promise you my brain no longer works in that space. I think. My friends thought I was like a wasted invite to a slumber party, because I was like, you guys, it's 8:30. I feel like we should turn in, right? Like, let's get up, start the day tomorrow, be productive. And I was always, it was like someone was like trying to hold my lids up. Like, I was like, please, Kristen, stay awake. And I was out. I was asleep. That meant I would get written on with Sharpie. And like, whatever, because I would pass out. And Colin, my husband, loves to stay up late. You two are like, let's stay up and talk about all stuff in the news and stuff outside and stuff going on. And I'm like, guys, I gotta be done. I gotta Irish goodbye.
Okay, so let me ask though. Kristen and I, we have been getting our COVID test, you know, every week, and timing it so that we can get together to like work and do the stuff that we have to do, because
trying to keep each other safe.
So, and like do what we need to do. And so we were like, hey, we just got tested. Let's have 14 bottles of wine.
It was,
but I,
it was like two animals being let out of a cage that have never been.
It was so, it was literally like
all I
we
know
were in a college dorm,
point,
but it was really Kristen's house. And the next day I had all these texts that were like, why did you call me? And then I did the math that it was, we were trying to get a tarot card reading. And I didn't, like, I have not done that so long.
We successfully drunk dialed many people. Yeah. Be happy you're not on the list because it came in fast and strong. I wrote so many apology texts the next day. I was like, oh.
We just felt like dirt the next day. We're like, we are adult people.
Man, we FaceTimed your brother-in-law in Germany. I totally forgot about so
that.
Much.
I don't remember that until you just said that. I just remember calling Lynn, and then Jenny was like, hey, what's up? Why'd you text me? Why'd you FaceTime me at 12:30 at night?
And we're like, we wanted a tarot reading and just to talk because we're two people that don't get out anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like a letting air out of a balloon. Honestly, I felt like I needed to, like, at one point you were like punching me in the butt and I was swatting at your boobs.
It was,
and it felt
we
delightful.
Were just like 2 8-year-old boys that had been given a bottle of bourbon each, and that's basically what happened. But literally we were only up till 11 o'clock too is it.
And it felt like it was
4 a.m. so late. But Colin did go to bed, didn't he? Or he was just like, I cannot take the shrillness of these voices anymore.
He goes, we're not going to write anything tonight. These ladies just need to have a good time. He did. But you know what's so cool about Colin is, like, it's so Colin will help us, like, write the show, but he'll help. What I love about him is that he helps us shape the show so it has the right feeling. Because if there are no two people that have more, like, sentimentality about what we do than our husbands.
Yeah.
Those two guys go to our live show. It doesn't matter how many times they've seen it. They are a little weepy and have tears in their eyes every time they come back after the show's over because they're like, you guys are having so much fun. This is like seeing you guys' dreams come true, getting to perform and be together. And we're like, you guys need to pull it together and get us some chicken fingers.
But which they're happy to do.
We're so happy. They're happy to do it. And so Colin's really excited. So we get us to start shaping this new show. And he's like, let's just have it be really chill and relaxed. And then we start having wine. And he's like, I could see it click in. He was like,
yeah,
nobody's right. Nobody's doing it. Everybody just needs to have a night together and have
fun.
We had every
great intention.
Every intention.
But, like, Kristen and I, like, to the, this Mom So Hard thing that we do, both of us have, like, different strengths and weaknesses, that yin and yang sort of together. But both of us sort of lack the ability to stay on track with anything because, like, Kristen's is her ADD and mine is just like, let's just live in this moment for a while. And it's like, no, we need to, like, move on from this. Or we need to, like, we both have, like, different. So Colin's our, like, he's our guide, and he's Temple. Also super hilarious too, which is nice. So he's like, he'll like encourage us to.
But I knew he could have like pulled the reins and been like, all right, ladies, let's like try to get on our feet and do something. And I think he just saw that we were having such a good time with each other, and it's been something we've missed and something that we don't get to do very often. And he's like, you're going to get as much material from these moments as you get from, like, real life moments, like your kids having a shitty night of sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it did. I felt like, after it was over, I was like, I still got it.
Well, so it was 11 o'clock our time
45.
That we gave up, but we managed to, like, basically call everybody from the East Coast all the way to California. And
Germany.
We went 9 hours off the grid, you guys, to try and get a tarot card reading.
We went 9 hours off the grid.
Yeah.
Try to get a tarot card reading, tell people we love them. I'm super glad we didn't try to prank call everybody we have in our phone because that could have been ugly. But give us another night and we shall. May we have another night.
Yes, we will. That's what I'm talking about. It did was, I mean, it sort of did like, was like a little, it was more like an appetizer for like having a normal life again than really like put out a fire, like quenched any thirst for having a good time. Because it was great. But like Kristen and I can have a good time if we're drinking or not. But that just sort of felt like, it literally felt like we're on a trip or something like that. Like, just.
Oh my gosh. And you know what the thing that is weird about right now is, and I've said this before, and I don't want to be a party pooper or Debbie Downer or whatever, but, like, you know, we've all been living in this sort of deficit of, like, especially where we live, that you feel sort of like you're trying to get to stay positive and to keep your mind and your heart and hopeful. And sometimes it just doesn't feel like it's going to change. And then with any little, like even now that spring is here, we're seeing change. I'm like hopeful and I'm ready. I'm like chomping at the bit. So I know that everybody else is going to feel like that too. And that's why I can't wait for our show to get back on the road, to see everybody together again. Cause like when it goes away, it takes a part of it with you. When you all of a sudden you don't get to do the live show and we love it so much that like, and also being away from your family little bits at a time, because we figured out what our time are, what we're comfortable with, is really good for you. Like moms that don't take weekends away, I hope after all of this, they're like, are you kidding? I'm taking one every 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, that's
because you need it. You need it to remind yourself that you're fun and you've got it to give and you need your friends and you need to like cuddle with them and feel like you're 12 and like maybe drink too much if you want to. And if not, whatever you're into, go easy.
We went to, I can't remember. It feels like it was one of the last live shows that we did. And these women, they had been friends for a long time. They decided to leave to drive to the show. It was like 4 hours away, really early in the morning. So they like dropped the kids off at school. They have this plan. Like,
that's
for everybody
right.
To take
that's
care
right.
Of.
Oh my gosh. I remember seeing them.
They just sat in a hotel room and stared at each other. They were like, we were just so happy to like,
yes,
have nobody asking us for something for a moment and just be with each other, that they're like, we just sat and stared at each other.
Stared at each other. I remember when we were in Ohio, we met this really nice little couple of friends and they were like, we're best friends, but we each have 4 kids, so we don't get to spend any time together. And we came to your show. We took a weekend. So
I will say that that's one of the really fun parts about getting to do the live show, because they are a lot of work and there's tons of travel and it's like, you know, stressful and there's adrenaline and it's exciting and we both get nervous before
and
we
I
go
crap
on stage.
40 times before I go on stage and I'm still not skinny, but go ahead.
But we get these hotel rooms to ourselves because we can't, we're not good. I think we probably could sleep in a hotel room together, but we would never sleep. Because
we would never sleep.
I'd keep you up late and you'd get me up at the butt crack of dawn.
And yeah. I would just cry all day. I'd be so mean. I'd overeat all day. I'd be like, the only way that I'm going to feel better is if I have hash browns and cheese.
I would have so much coffee in me that I would get a terrible headache.
We are of the age and we deserve to have our own rooms because it is glorious. And God, I hope that we all get to be together after all this is said and done and do it all over again and like rage against the machine.
We will, and get hotel rooms, because I think that is the only time that a mom probably actually gets to sleep. Like if you go on a work trip, and I don't care if you are like on Finland time and you're like, I'll do it. How many hours do I have to sleep? I will do it.
Yep.
Because you don't have that like one eye open.
Yeah.
Ear partially open because some kid's going to come in and karate chop you all night.
Yeah.
Like,
or come in and be like, I don't feel good. You know, fun stuff.
So the night that Delilah came in and was like, had her mermaid dream that terrified her, it didn't. Yeah. Like, it just, she was like, my leg hurts. My leg hurts. Yeah. Ooh. Which I should tell you, my husband and I do these really intricate, long performance pieces to both of them to put her to sleep sometimes. Okay. So,
you guys
Delilah,
are so much nicer than us. We're so like, I'm not mean about bedtime. I just don't mess around because I want that day to be over.
I know, but
do prayers like I'm a voiceover actor. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed the Lord. Nope, that's the wrong one. Now I lay me down to sleep. Blessed the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
So we, what was I saying about that?
You were going to do big performances. Oh,
well, I'll tell you that. But so the night that Delilah said her legs hurt, which I wonder if that's mermaid related, where she felt like she was in a...
I think she's pulling your leg is what she's doing. She's like, watch me pull my mom's mermaid leg.
I couldn't find the freaking squirter thing for Tylenol, the syringe thing. But she's so old now, it's basically like a turkey baster.
We just do
she's not used to the cup. So I got the cup. And she flings that are all the way across our white sheets.
No, and it's so sticky.
Yep. So I woke up the next morning and was like, why is my hair stuck to the pillow and red?
Nightmare.
Sorry, but I had to use that word. But so to get her to sleep that night, here was the performance piece that my husband did. This is what happened. I hope I can do it the justice that he did it. I go, Delilah, you need to think hard and pay attention to your body. If your legs really do hurt, and they hurt as bad as you're behaving, like you're screaming like there's something really wrong, then we're going to have to go to the doctor.
Because God, we all say the same shit to our kids.
I was like, they should not hurt this badly. And I was like, so think about it, because I will go to the doctor if we have to, but I don't think you want to. And so Britt starts doing this. Yeah, Delilah, if we have to go to the doctor, then we're going to have to get coats on and probably shoes. And you're going to have to look for your shoes. You don't know where they are.
I'd go as and then you're gonna just so I wouldn't have to hear car. Britt do this bit for so long.
And then we're going to drive. We have to get on the freeway to go to the hospital. And then we're going to get in. It's probably going to be cold outside and put our masks on. You'll probably lose your mask. And then we're going to go up to the front desk. And they're going to need insurance information. So your mom's going to have to fill out the paperwork.
Here's 14 forms you're going to have to fill out.
And so he literally, it was so great because in that tone, he went through all of the steps as if it were literally happening. Kristen, I was laughing so hard my body was shaking. And I was like, stop it, Jen. You're going to wake her up. She's going to know you're laughing. But it was like, because he was... It was kind of the way he tells stories anyway, because he was like, okay, so then she's going to have all the information and then she's going to ask you to sit down until they call your name. And then when they call your name, like it was, he reiterated everything three times. And I was like, Britt, this is how you tell me about your day. So when I don't ask, that is why.
When you tell me about your day, I feel like I would be in some sort of like, if Britt did that to me, I'm like, this is like when they sent me to counseling for ADD where I had to try to focus, like to increase my ability to focus. They were like, stay on it. Stay on it. I'm so much man. When my kids are like, I know when Finn doesn't feel good because first of all, if he wakes up from bed, he's got the flu and somebody's crapping or burping in a matter of seconds. That's always how he's been. I always know it's like he tells me everything by how he sleeps and his skin. And you know what? When he's sick, he's naughty. He doesn't like curl up and get vulnerable. He's like naughty in his behavior. And I'm like, you don't feel good because you've got gray skin and you're being a real brat. But then with
it's scaly. With Ellen,
you've got like some weird,
on your back.
You've got a serpent on your arm and I don't know why. And then Eleanor will like feel very like, you know, but she also kind of, she loves to drop a tear whenever it helps her situation. So she's like, I don't feel very well right now. And I think the best thing I could do is stay up with you and watch a few episodes of Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man.
She's sucker for that.
Yeah.
She's so strong. This one, the force in this one is keeping me afloat. But at the end of the day, I'm just rude about it. I'm like, go to sleep. Go to bed. Do you know how lucky you are that you get to go to bed right now? Can you just go to bed so I can go to bed? That's what I say. That's the tone I have. That is the person I am. I kiss them. I love them. I say, I'm grateful for you. Lord Jesus, protect you while you sleep. Here's our prayers. We're grateful for all these people. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Go to bed. Go to bed.
We do prayers and they don't understand that if they don't, the reason that they have to go to bed after that is because I still have 2 hours of work to do after they finally go to sleep. And like, they're starting to understand that like, oh, the laundry doesn't magically get folded by some laundry fairy. Like, this woman does it while she drinks wine and watches Bridgerton. Like, it's not, it's not the magic I suspected. It is shit that I have to get done. And like, the best is my husband has these super boring stories about like football
that are the same as Ambien.
Exactly. And so he will lay with them. And I'm telling you, like 5 minutes in, they're like out like lights.
He's like one of those, what are they called? Like ASMR. I'm not saying that right. Like those weird like videos where they talk really softly and they're like,
this he could be a calm app.
Yeah, seriously. Totally. But it would be like an antagonistic call map. It would be like, let's listen to this guy talk you through the worst thing you can imagine, which is any kind of healthcare forms or the DMV. And you'll just like up your mood to move on from this moment.
Yeah. But my son asks for it because he knows it helps him fall asleep. It's like safer than drugs. He's like, Daddy, will you tell me a drill that you used to do in football? And then they're out like lights. It's amazing.
That's
but then,
how
of course,
I feel about when my husband tells me about gerrymandering. I'm like, I've got 2 minutes where I'm going to eye focus. And then the other 2 minutes, I'm literally saying to myself, just pretend like you're listening. Don't stop focus. Don't do it. And then start to drift off into a wonderful land of thinking of all the crap I could be getting done. And he's still on the electoral college. I'm like, I don't know.
And especially, it's like my husband will stop me to say, like, I'll have a hot crock pot in my hands that I'm carrying across the kitchen without the proper hand coverings. And he'll be like, hey, did you watch the news today?
Yeah, and you're like, no.
Did you see where they're going to expand the freeway?
Colin came in and like he was going to tell me like the biggest news, and he's like, remember about 10 years ago when I told you about the whole debacle with the 405 freeway? And I'm like,
yes.
You mean that steamy night we spent
together?
They are
the same. Yep. They do the exact same thing. It's unbelievable. Like,
I knew we should have added a railroad track, but nobody. I'm like, I cannot be more bored.
Kristen gave me a disease that she has, which is she has to poop whenever her husband starts talking to her. And I have it now.
It's something that's happened. I don't know what goes on, but now when Colin talks to me, it's like I get the urge. And by the way, I have some issues with that, so I've got to take the opportunity. All of a sudden, he's my metaphorical target where I can, like, he'll start talking to me and I'm like, coffee's kicking in. So then he gets super mad. I go, I have to poop. He's like, you only have to poop when we're having a conversation. And I'm like, well, now you've done it backwards and you've said it. So now
Mr. Coffee, something about your stories doesn't to me. Like mine, I don't want to just be rude. You know, I still like my husband's so waspy. I don't say, hey, I got to take a dump. I'm like inching out the door. I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. Hold on. Let's pause on this.
Oh,
thrilling infrastructure
story. What is that
like? I'm like,
my husband follows me to the bathroom and I go, I am not going to listen to anything more about the 405 when I am trying to go poop. Get out of the bathroom. I don't want to be here this way. He's like, what? I've seen you in every day. I go, can you just give me a few minutes and you can catch me up on the 405 story that's killing you when I'm done.
Oh, God. Why are men the same? It just makes me so happy to know that you're dealing with the exact same.
Of course.
Nightly
and the sleep
and morningly.
Thing, it's so funny to me that both of them are defensive. It's like a thing. It's like we're at fault. Like, you've got a problem, Jen. You're too light of a sleeper. Kristen, you're super sensitive to sound. And I'm like, I just need another lady to come in, take my spot. I'll go get a really nice sleep. She'll wake up and go, that is like sleeping next to a circus.
I mean, yeah. Are there like sleep prostitutes? Like, could you just like hire one?
If
that's
there's
just, like,
sleep prostitutes, I'm going to pay a little bit more for, you know what? Because I'm
going to
be
one,
rude about
actually.
I don't want to. I don't want to be rude about it, but I'm going to say, hey, can you?
That's.
Can you do a little
something? That's what my husband, our husbands need to start, like, one of those call lines, one of those sleep hotlines that's like, hey, I heard you want to get to sleep. Let me tell you a little something about pedestrian bridges. They're really great for reducing traffic death. They're
built
in the mid-60s. All over Southern California.
I think I would work out at 3 a.m. if this is what I had to listen to. I think I would. I think I would. This
They're
going to
start
torture.
A new business. Instead
Called
of
being annoying? We'll call and let someone else deal with you? App? Like, what?
Here is how. Here is how sleep drunk my husband gets. He tells that whole story, and the next morning I tell him how funny it is and quoting parts of it. He goes, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I'm like, in your sleep, you told this boring 30-minute story about checking into the doctor's office.
And I had to listen to this.
I listened to the whole dang thing, and then I was wide awake for hours.
Yeah, because you're like now thinking about 405 traffic and how it can be more. He's starting to remember. My husband was literally, we were sitting on the couch, and we were watching a documentary that he was into. It wasn't even the one I had picked. And he was sort of talking about it because he wants to do that. He wants to talk while the documentary's going. So I'm like, okay. And so he starts talking to me. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I think that guy, what happened was the doctors were, and I was like, what?
Is he asleep?
He fell asleep. I go, I didn't even want to watch this documentary. You fell asleep while you're telling me. And I was focused. And now I have to poop. Like, I can't.
I'll be up for hours pooping. That's so amazing. You think your bodies would sink? Like, you're buried that long. Like, you're going to,
I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's the world's way of saying, like, they always talk about all these, what is it, when milestones? I'm like, what stone are we at? Like, just a boulder? Like, you know, like, what milestone is, like, that you stop moaning in your sleep? It's been 10 years, man. Like, but it's fine. We deal with it. We deal with it.
Well,
I do love him, but he drives me insane.
Oh, yeah. There are these trade-offs. Like, God love my husband. He will get up. He'll fall asleep at like 9:30 some nights, but then he'll get up at like 4:30 or 5.
I know, he gets up so early.
He starts working. Like, he really does. And every time I get up, he's like got the dishes done.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
he doesn't
so nice.
Like, yeah, he doesn't get up and like, that's awesome. And then the good thing about that is when I wake up, then I'm like good to go too. I'm like,
yeah. If everybody can support everybody in good sleep, it's like a team effort. I'm like, do you guys, I always say to my kids and my husband, I'm like, do you guys see what's happened to me today? You guys have all been the same, but I'm handling it better because I got decent sleep. So you guys aren't improving. I'm improving. So can we just make this a thing where I get to actually sleep? And like, my husband is like, the second he's had like a beer, one drink, he is snore city. So I like, I'll see him with that and I'll be like, I'm sorry, but you're on the trundle. Yeah, I can see. You are on the trundle
sofa
bed, sir.
City,
yeah,
buddy.
Eleanor loves it because we have this giant trundle bed under her bed, and Colin looks, he's so big for it. But I'm like, sorry, Eleanor, you're a deeper sleeper than me. You're gonna get your burly dad in a pink duvet in your trundle bed, and you're gonna be super happy about it. That trundle's like, I meant for like a 10-year-old sleepover kid, not this giant man.
I know. My husband, he's
I'm done.
We had
every
year and a half, our mattresses are like, I'm out.
Yeah. I give up. I'm done.
I want to do a hot flash.
Yes.
Let's do a hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash.
I don't know why I'm so nervous to do this hot flash.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous. No, don't worry. It's not a legitimate. This isn't a person that I'm like, have a super crush on.
I drunk dialed the other night.
I think she'd be okay with it, honestly.
Who?
But it's a she.
Okay.
I am having a hot flash. I know this feels very like mom-centric, this episode, but I could cry. My daughter's kindergarten teacher.
Oh,
because my daughter is so lonely. She's having such a hard time in quarantine.
I know.
And she started kindergarten in quarantine, like remote learning, and she was a little bit behind.
She's not behind. Okay.
She's
not. I have a very heated opinion about this, but this is not my story, so I will be quiet for a moment.
Well, and by the school's standards,
Yes.
Because she just, like, called me a hippie, but she wasn't interested in stuff. She had, like, different gifts, and I was like, let's just draw all the time.
Because she's five? Okay.
Because she's five, and by, like, age 14, if I'm worried about you getting into college, then we'll start, like, really worrying.
But I can't even.
Her teacher, who is the most patient person, like, she was made to be a kindergarten teacher. Like, she has this long hair, and every day she wears a headband with a huge flower in it every single day, and is always in such a good mood. Works with her twice some days.
Wow.
Like, on Zoom. Stays after group to check in with her to see how she's doing. And she said to me on Friday, she's exactly where she's supposed to be. She's like, I'm so happy with what she's doing. And it is all because of this woman.
You can't say her name? Can you give her
It's Mrs. St. John. If she'll let me, I'll put her picture up with her adorable little flower in her hair, because she is a frickin' saint, especially this year. Has, like, I mean, it sounds silly to say, but has made such a difference in my life and my daughter's life, like, that I really feel like will be the difference for, like, years to come.
Yep.
Just my daughter's confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
She also, like, now when she wants an activity to do, she chooses, like, an educational game on the iPad, or she chooses, like, an activity that's, like, writing out words or, like, telling a story or something like that, which is, she wasn't into it before. And it's all because of this, like, extra effort and dedication of this woman who is such a better parent than me, I'm sure.
I think whenever, it doesn't matter how old you are, when somebody says, wow, you're smart, you start to act smart and you start to feel smart. And everybody has intelligence in different ways and in different areas. And it's only calibrated by these tests for a certain reason, but everybody has a certain kind of intelligence. And when you hear that you're smart, whether you are five or you are 55 or whatever, it matters, and it makes you feel really good in a way that nothing else does. It doesn't, just knowing that, it feels like you can go into the world and you're going to be okay. So bravo to that teacher, because those are the words that Delilah needed to hear. She wasn't behind. She's totally 5 years old. Kindergarten, we are not splitting the atom. It's about circle time and social hierarchies. And, like, that is really all it is. And we've taken that away. So now we're like, let's learn advanced math. Bullshit. No, it's they're little brains with they're not little brains. I keep saying everyone's gonna
just tiny dinosaur size
dinosaur brains that can only make us nightmares. No, I'm just saying.
But you'll love this. She said to me the other day, she goes, the other day we were watching this video, like one of those, like, little, you know, see it, say it, sign it, the letters of the alphabet or whatever it is. There was, like, an ad that popped up ahead of time that was for, like, Regenerist for Olay or whatever. And she was trying to make the ad go away to display the video for the kids. And Delilah unmuted to go, I love skincare. I died laughing. I was like, she did.
What 5-year old uses the word skincare? By the way, that's mine. That's a compound word. That is an elevated word. Well done, Delilah. And well done, teacher.
Care. Skincare.
See? Gotta learn young. Well, I'm glad that you feel so much better, because I know this has been a rough road, but I've never doubted for a second that Delilah was perfectly fine. But when you are that, when you're the mommy, it feels like you're scared that they aren't fine. But she's so bright and so delightful. And she makes me laugh, because when I talk to her, she looks exactly like you. She goes on FaceTime. And I'm like, there's the Jen look. Jenny,
she
I forgot.
Is awesome.
We gotta go to the mom box,
because
you did a good job. I'm gonna this is gonna be a beach ball from you, but you gotta go to the mom box. Let's go to the mom box.
Let's go.
Okay, so Jen posted this really funny post on Instagram and Facebook because she was sick of her kids losing the family remote. And right now, man, we're like, everybody, it's a nightmare. It's literally the thing that we fight about the most in our family as a family. Like, you know that there's a remote box, put it back in the remote box. And without it, I would die.
Yeah.
I would personally die.
I didn't know everyone was dealing with the same pain, but I taped the remote to like a spoon, like they do at, you know, like a diner or something like that, so I could find it. And even taped to that spoon, literally, as my husband and I were sitting and laughing about all the things that women said, my son goes, "Where's the remote?"
Oh my God.
You still could not
find
that.
Look at the ladle that's in the couch. You don't think that's weird?
Hang it on the hook.
Like a gas station. So people have been posting pictures of what they do with remotes, and I'm going to try to describe these because I know you're listening, and if you're not listening, you can go to YouTube and watch, but it's so worth the scroll. So Stephanie Norwood said, we got tired of finding the kids' lost remotes too, and so she put it on what looks like a karate board. Like, the remote is put on a board, like, literally, like a 2x4, but that's huge. Like, it looks like she's holding it like it was a karate board that you would kick with your foot, which makes me laugh super hard. This flags from medieval times, all four remotes in our home have one. So there's evidently these, like, they're like, what do you call them? Like on a stick, like the flag coming out, and it looks like, you know, when something's on sale and it's like flapping in the wind, that's what these things look like. Well done, Madeline Clark. And this one is my favorite. So this is from, I'm going to say her name wrong, Charai, Charai, Melissa. And this is what she said. "This is what my husband did with our remote when I kept complaining about the remote going missing. And he put it on an action figure. So half of the action is so think of a Jason Momoa action figure. Cut him off at the crotch and then glue that into the remote, and you got yourself.
Put a volume up and down his crotch.
Put that volume up and down in a better spot. But I think it's Randy Savage.
The commitment that these dads have to keeping that remote at a place they can find it. There's all these like comments about he like bank chained it, like they do with the pens to his like chair and stuff. I mean, it's genius.
It's genius. And what's great is that is the one thing where moms and dads can agree that when we lose the remote, it's annoying. But then they step into like this next universe of solving this problem that you're like, this is what you're going to get innovative about. Like,
I know that's the thing. It's like the commitment to figuring out this, like solving this problem. It's like weight loss.
I'm not going to change my shirt. This
heart disease. No, I can't find my remote.
I'm going to literally, I'm going to put a sensor on it. I'm going to open an old, like a IBM computer and make a homing device. It's going to have a freaking whatever gauge on it. Yeah. The guys do it right. Jen, I think we're done. What do you think?
I think so. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.